God, we pray for those burdened with problems. We pray that they come to you with hope and confidence to see your guidance. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. You want to hate them and you can't help, but that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who are we here with today, Hemda?
We're here with Jesse.
Jesse, the 19-year-old boy toy of Hemda's, of course.
Hello.
The one that all the other underage people are jealous of and would like to kick his ass.
You got a lot of threats, right?
Absolutely.
You hang out with Jess? Well, I'll kick Jess's ass, they write, and I'll be with you. And I'm like, but I'm here. You have to kick my ass, though. Listen to this. Here's a MySpace that Hemda got. Hey, I'm glad to see you're doing well, Ken writes. You have a great voice. You may not remember me, but we attended high school together. Is this your personal MySpace? Do you have a personal MySpace?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is your personal MySpace.
Yeah.
You might not remember me, but we attended high school together. I most remember you being able to touch your nose with your tongue. Million reasons why I still remember that. Well, I hope this email finds you and all success continues your path. Ken.
That was so gross. I have no
idea. I thought you were
going to
say sweet.
So gross. No idea who that is. And you know, people contact me a lot from high school now because I'm signed up to my high school whatever. Right. And I'm like, oh, I remember you. Who cares? You know, you're from my high school. Of course, I'm going to respond to you. As soon as he said that, the tongue thing, I'm like, why would I respond to this? And by the way,
she still got it. She still got it. Are you going to write back? Because
no.
I will. Can I write back?
Sure.
And say, what do you mean? Like a million reasons you remember that? You mean like to suck your dick? Like what? You don't. I would just go and suck your dick, though. Do I got to be like 2 feet away from you? And do you have like some kind of phobia about germs, but you still like dick licking? Like, I'm not sure. I assume that's what you meant. Are you into asshole play and only I can reach your inner hole? Like, where? I'm not sure. Yeah, I know you have a million. Give me three. When we're tongue kissing, maybe you can pick my teeth. There's a million. Marie. I can go on.
Anyway, Jess, sorry, he's my new boyfriend.
You can clean between the keyboards on the, you know.
Okay.
Between the, I have a million. I thought I had a million. You put me on the spot. I guess I don't. Of course, everybody's finding out about their election. How you doing? And I hope everybody got your results just fine. I, of course, don't like to vote because I don't like to see people lose. If I show up to the polls, I vote for everybody because they all put in a lot of time. It's a lot of hard work. You got boys and girls going out on the street, ruining their Saturdays to go house to house, being treated like shit.
You don't want
to
disappoint the kids.
Yeah, I'll vote for you for them. You know? Everybody wins when I do it. And then you see...
That's why you sit at home.
Right. I don't think I'm the only one doing it. Everybody's watching TV all day. You know, the house is 49-49 or 50-50, and we're waiting. We just need one more, whatever. It's like everybody just even things out. Just a coin flip. It's coin flip Tuesday. The Democrats win today.
Actually, Keith and I have this very special thing in our relationship where he'll decide to we'll toss a coin up in the air. Whoever wins votes Democratic, and then the other one votes Republican, and so we just don't leave the house because anyway we would have voted the opposite, and so that's our little game we play. It's much better than when we play Taboo.
This is Legion rates.
By
this.
The way, Evil Dead. They were playing Taboo on stage.
Yes, they were.
Right?
They called it Name the Word Game.
Exactly.
Legion writes from Arizona, of course, the dumbest state. trying to pick on me, though, by reading a job listing from Somerset, Pennsylvania, my hometown. Real Somerset job listing. Young adults wanted, general young adults wanted between the ages of 16 to 21 for jobs in Somerset County. Must be high school grad, GED recipient, or dropout. Okay. 814-445-4161. Extension 237, 238, or 227, or 192, or 486, what the fuck ever. You dummies.
They had to, or high school dropout. Right. Don't worry. Then why don't they just leave it at 16 to 21? Whatever the fuck you're doing.
We just want to make sure your mom and put you in a school of some sort.
Oh, you started
once.
Going to school.
Right. The job involves colors.
Well, in order for you to have dropped out, you must have been there.
Right. President Bush announced Wednesday, today, that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is stepping down from his post. A lot of people saying, you know, it's him and...
it's Bush.
The other dude that's, you know, kind of puppeteering Bush. And, you know, they're the, you know, especially Donald Rumsfeld, the reason, you know, big reason we're in war. And he's done. He stepped down. He can't even wait two more years.
He's a fucking pussy.
He can't even wait two more years to
just for us to not have to go, what the fuck?
Two more years only because Bush has two more years.
No, as soon as his party is not winning in the election, then he's going to step down.
Yes, obviously it wasn't a coincidence. Obviously it wasn't a coincidence. The House and probably by now Congress is going to, you know, Democrats. And he's like, I'm done.
It's so
sorry. Sorry.
It's so weird how on the news when they're trying to make him look
them
like
on it.
Well, they will.
Wow.
You haven't watched Jon Stewart yet.
Okay.
But it's so weird how on the news when they're trying to make him look like it's okay, he's a nice guy, they're like, he's just going to spend some time with his grandkids because, you know, he has grandkids. Mm-hmm. Who hates a guy with grandkids?
Right. I guess, how can I be mad?
He's a grandpa.
Yeah. You know who?
Let's just start calling him Grandpa Rumsfeld.
Guess all the people because of you that can't spend time with their grandkids. The timing
Josh,
is
the
right.
Jew
the time
wants
is
to know
real right.
What was the ad for? Basement altar boy?
Maybe.
Hey, can you keep a secret? Dial 0. Why don't you just tell me you want to blow me? Hey, you're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, what's up, motherfuckers?
What's up?
What's happening, Keith?
I'm good. I do a radio show, and right now we're we're saying little things back and forth to entertain people. What are you doing?
Hey. I must say that I just won a lot of money at poker, so I just can't call you back.
Oh, good, man. Good.
I love how people call us just to shove things in our face.
All right.
Well, yeah, you better be very impressed.
So what? We have a media kit, and we get free dinner.
What hand did you win with?
I got a... All right.
He's still going. He's still going. They can't help it. But here was the kicker. I thought they were going to win because I had a... Rumsfeld has been heavily criticized for his politics in Iraq, and exit polls taken during Tuesday's midterm election showed strong voter dissatisfaction, 57%. I'm surprised that's it, with the Iraq war. I recognize that many Americans voted last night to register their displeasure with the lack of progress being made in Iraq, Bush said. We saw Bush... Did you see Bush's speeches today?
It was fucking disgrace.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. How... Are we going to get in trouble for this? How Reagan was shot at and... No? Am I getting the big eyes?
No, go ahead.
Think of all the assassinations and attempted assassinations on presidents we had. But we could just watch Bush smirk at us and just go to work the next day. That's all I'm saying. Bush said that he has, quote, a series of thoughtful conversations with Rumsfeld about the defense secretary's resignation. That's all he ever says. We had a sit down and it was good. What did you and Iraq talk about? I think there was a lot done with the conversations and very worthwhile conversations. That is amazing.
It's the
nobody
greatest
calls
thing.
You, right.
Because people prep you always. It doesn't matter what, to go on the news or to go, you know, to go talk about whatever it is when you know you're going to have to be defensive. And they actually teach you. Because my brother was on, I don't remember what it was, like some morning show when their .com was doing so great. He represented the company. And somebody prepped him. Basically to say almost no matter what question they ask you, you have these bullet points that you have to get out. So it doesn't matter what questions you get. You can actually turn it around and make it into something that you wanted to say.
Yeah, but right.
That's what they're doing.
They also teach you to kind of like, I mean, you got to
dodge the stuff.
Yeah, but Bush just changes the subject 100%. Like he doesn't even.
Oh, he's not even smooth about it.
He's not smooth.
And then he smirks like, did you see what I did?
Got you, fuckers.
He did get us, though.
Josh the Jew from Boston, obviously guessing because there's no way you would know, especially now. Bush fired Rumsfeld. The president told him to resign. They both believe in the same evil
right,
shit.
Right, yeah. They're on the same
side.
I don't see why.
They're peas in a pot, all three of those people.
Bush maybe to try to be like, look, it wasn't me. It was this guy.
Right. Bush said he has a... For what, though? You still have 2 years, you know? It's not like finally that guy's gone, so
Hazard
we're going to get
out
of there. Hazard
says Bush is scared he'll be impeached, so maybe this is like his step.
You're not going
to
be impeached. Not,
it's this, too late, right?
If you voted for him, you just didn't see the signs fast enough. We voted for Bush a second term. Nobody's going to impeach him. And for what? Bush said that he has a series
Somebody needs to send an intern over there to blow him, and then maybe we'll start talking about impeaching.
Former CIA chief Robert Gates, who headed that agency from 91 until 93, will be nominated to take over as defense secretary. He is now the president of Texas A&M University in College Station, Texas. Rumsfeld, 74, has served as British secretary since January 2001, the beginning of Bush's first term. He also served as defense secretary under President Ford, 75 to 77. Don Rumsfeld has been a superb leader during a time of change, Bush says. You obviously, we all voted that we don't agree. You will go home knowing that he did a good job. The end. Yet he also appreciates the value of bringing
He doesn't even think he's doing a good job that
right.
he left.
He quit. Yet he also appreciates...
How can you do a good job when you right. quit?
Yet he also appreciates the value of bringing in a fresh perspective during a critical period in this war.
What's the yeah, fresh perspective?
The fresh perspective.
Use the Uzi, right. not the 9.
Bring in a CIA guy. It's a fresh perspective.
You know how for 6 years all you guys were writing on the internet how I was wrong? I'm going to appreciate that perspective now. and then that's it. Just Bush reminding us how fucking good he was. Charlotte, North Carolina, part of a Nazi leader's speech was played over the public address system before a high school soccer game, prompting an apology by the home team's principal. Forest View High School principal Robert Carpenter said neither he nor his team's coach knew about the speech before the 90-second excerpt was played during warm-up Saturday, according to a letter he sent out Monday to visiting Charlotte Catholic High School. A Catholic high school. The speech by Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels was in German. Carpenter said in the letter the team had adopted the slogan "On to Victory," and a German exchange student who plays on the team had taught other students how to say the phrase in German. Some of our more zealous students sought to capture the slogan in German and to play it on the PA, Carpenter wrote. School officials said two players had downloaded the speech off the internet and no adult heard it before it was played by the field. That maybe some slogans, no matter how good, and "On to Victory" is a good one, you know, shouldn't be taught.
Yeah, "On to Victory," you would
especially
think there's not
him,
really.
Yeah, can you teach him in German? You know, the way it's written. Like, we got to feel the heart behind it. But they did win.
You
got
to give credit to the origin.
They won the first game, 1-0. Or R.I.P. Hitler won.
The feedback is saying about sending the intern to blow the president.
Okay.
They're saying send sexy potato, and Jess NYC confirms this intern will not be blowing Bush. K, tanks.
Keith and Kemda. I've been listening to your show since blah, 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 blah. I catch up on my way to school and different things. Okay. Today I was on the bus on my way home. I got off at an earlier stop because there was a Target and I needed deodorant. I get back on the bus and I get off at my stop. I begin walking home and I turn on my street listening to music. For the sake of putting it out there, I was listening to Elephant Woman by Blonde Redhead just after I finished one of your episodes. Is that a good song, Jess?
No? I don't know.
Okay. I noticed two young black guys walking behind me. They were on the same bus. I still had to walk my street for 5 blocks before I made it home. I didn't want to seem racist looking behind me every 2 seconds, so I continued walking, listening to my iPod.
What a huge mistake. Anytime I think that somebody might even be following me, I turn around and stare them in the eye like, I see you, I know what you're doing. I take a second, and then I turn back around.
I followed a female roommate I had. We happened to get off the same subway stop one time, and it was like a 5-6 block walk to her house, and I sneak behind her and follow her the whole time.
I heard the story. Why'd you do this?
To be an asshole. First, I was just going to scare her for a little bit, but then she wasn't turning around, so I made a little more noise because this is getting a little old. She won't turn around. She walks faster. I'm right behind her. She can almost feel my breath.
Oh, my God.
She was doing it, not turning around so much. I was like, maybe I will fucking attack you. You know, I thought about doing it. It is...
As what? As, like, you should learn a lesson, turn around and look at me?
I couldn't think straight. It was so tempting, is my point. But anyway, my point is, turn around. Turn around and go, I see you. Don't not make eye contact if you think somebody's following you.
Yeah, because
you
then
let
they
them
can,
know they know.
Smell the fear.
Yeah. And this, and it is that thing where people are afraid of being racist. So don't turn around.
This isn't even out of fear of, right. Oh, God.
I continued listening to my iPod, which was in the pocket of my hooded sweatshirt. If you need to know, it was an older model. I had it for a month.
God.
Now it's a 20-gigabyte color iPod. Then I noticed... Color iPod. You weren't afraid to say that. Then I noticed the music went dead, and I didn't even feel it. I heard them whispering excitedly, and they turned and ran through an alley. These two black guys were obviously good. I mean, they just stuck their hand in my pocket and ran. This is nothing new to them. It can't be. They stole my iPod with all my music. They stole my music, which I treat as the most love I'll ever give. Aww. And most importantly...
20 gigs, man. That's no joke.
They stole Keith and the girl. I had no time to react. I had my knife in my bag, but what was I going to do? I'm 5'8", 180 pounds. I couldn't catch up to either of them. If I did, then what? I'd still have to hold one of them down with one hand and use the other to reach in my bag and pull out my knife. Meanwhile, the other comes over and kicks me in the face. Fuck that. I'd rather just be prepared for the next encounter down the street.
Wait. Where is he saying they took it from?
They took it from his sweatshirt pocket.
Oh, that's an easy pocket.
So, he so doesn't want to be a racist that he's not... I'd have my hands in my pockets.
Right.
Like, maybe I have a weapon, but probably... But more practically,
I'm
holding on to my iPod.
You got a knife, I would have fucking
Take
taken
out
it
knife.
Out and stabbed him before it could have started.
Take out your knife, but you're afraid you're going to look racist, so you're just walking with your hands up.
Yeah.
I know you're just
I trust you, people.
You wouldn't trust them if they were white.
No. They're following you. I always put my keys in between my fingers, just in case.
Right.
And I start convincing myself it's okay to put this in their throat. It's okay to put this in their throat. They're attacking me.
Right. My buddy Deuce told me you should have acted retarded, but I guess it was too late. They already had it. So here's what I want to ask you, Keith. How can I be tough? You mentioned you worked out your senior year and were in good shape, and you don't seem like the kind to fuck with. I am not, sir. What can I do? What specific weightlifting should I try? Well, first of all, don't be afraid of being a racist. Don't be afraid of going, whoa, sounds like from your letter, you're not supposed to be here. One of yous. What kind of weightlifting should I try? Buddy for life, we said that. What exercises would help me gain enough strength to punch someone in the face?
Oh, I know
barbells.
What.
Barbells. Balls. Period.
I know what. Put your hands in your pockets.
Right.
That may have...
I only wish to be able to defend myself to the fullest extreme. I'm sure you would like to have gotten a piece of the previous muggers who got away because the police operator was being completely stupid. Before I forget, I live in L.A. in a pretty good area. I should have realized two black people walking in that particular street is something to be taken as unusual. You did notice. You already admitted that you did notice. You were afraid to be racist. But then again, Cypress Hill came from here, so why the big surprise to me? Your advice is greatly appreciated. Gilbert. Gilbert. Oh, Gilbert.
I think they sensed your name was Gilbert.
You can't. Just go on the other side of the street, you know? Do what you would do if it's nighttime and two white guys are walking towards you.
What are they going to do, call you a racist?
You let somebody put
you racist. Oh, damn. That's the opposite of what I wanted you to think
right.
of me in
I'm
this dark alley.
Right. Right. Did anybody ever yell out to you? Ah, look at white boy.
I once got raped by a black guy, but I didn't want to report it because mm-hmm. I mean, I would have
I
to say
to
I got raped by
numbers.
A black guy.
Right.
And then what do I do? Why'd you have to say he was black? I don't know. I thought you needed the script. No, sorry. We think you're making it up to say that black people are bad.
Columbia police officer is charged with indecent exposure. A 42-year-old Columbia police officer is charged with indecent exposure after deputies say they found him naked and intoxicated in the parking lot of a Long Creek Drive apartment complex.
That job is difficult. It's a hard day.
Richland County deputies say they could see Leonard Page from the roadway, and a citizen had also seen him naked in the parking lot of the apartment complex. That happened around 11 p.m. when somebody was getting their iPod stolen. Page was arrested and transported to the Alvinus Glen Detention Center, where you can find him and rape him. Russia has banned the hit comedy film Borat, which has been accused of poking fun at Moscow's neighbor and close ally, Kazakhstan. I never believed Kazakhstan was a real place.
Nobody did. It's one of the biggest countries in the world.
Really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not anymore, is it?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I didn't understand.
It was a very reliable source.
It was part of the former Soviet Union.
Then it was all right, and it was all chopped up.
Yeah,
like all the Uzbekistans, they don't look so big on the map.
Okay,
comparatively, they don't. But I picture
the child wins.
Right, I picture Sacha Baron Cohen like picking like some countries, like Kazakhstan.
Right.
That's the funniest sounding one. He debated between that and Uzbekistan, and he's like, "It'll be Kazakhstan." There's a lot of H's. That's ridiculous.
It'll be hard to spell, hard to pronounce.
And maybe he didn't expect it to get this famous and be like, well, "I'm getting death threats now. This is a real country. Russia signs papers and our allies if there's a war, and now Russia hates you." Like, you know, and it's too late. It's too late to call it Flakistan.
This will all come back to America, too.
What do you mean?
We're going to take some shit for this.
Oh, you think they're going to blame?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We thought it was funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it'll also then it'll also come to the Jews, even though he's making fun of the Jews, but because he is one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Instead of playing a speech by Goebbels and Hitler, they show film right before war of us cheering in the movie theater. I'm like, you are fucking stupid. Even though fucking that guy's making fun of us. You know what I mean?
Who's
we
making
should
fun
be
of
mad.
Us?
Brett!
Last, no,
he's
no.
He's making fun of us.
That's not true.
I don't know.
No. He's, oh, you mean America as a country?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
He's saying
see,
how dumb we are.
See, because I don't see, I don't fit any of those stereotypes as far as I'm concerned.
Right? You're none
I know,
of them.
It's never us. Yeah.
Right, Roach? Right, Roach? You're right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is talking about me.
See what you want to see. A senior official at Russia's culture ministry has told the BBC it will not provide a distribution license. The movie can't be played. The film has been described as a mockumentary, which follows Mr. Cohen's travels across the U.S. On the way, he has a series of real-life encounters with unsuspecting Americans, in which he makes the most outrageous, sexist, racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic comments, and somehow Americans top him. Somehow we're worse, and ours is real. His was written. It was proved to be a big hit in the U.S. and Europe, where it opened last weekend. Some reviewers have described it as hysterical and the funniest film of the year. But there are others, not least the government of Kazakhstan, who say it is deeply offensive. You don't understand it, though.
This movie's probably made Kazakhstan more money than they'll ever make.
Oh, I wonder, but how? It's not
I'm
like
sure
you think
has.
They're making
I
some
wonder
kind
if
of
tourists.
Yeah, I gotta go to
and ride one of those animals. No, I mean the whore, the biggest prostitute in town,
the rapist. Right. Psycho Teddy says it's the ninth biggest country. There,
it's
I
not
am
the
smart.
Biggest country.
I said it's one of the biggest countries. Jesse, have we learned nothing? Am I always right?
I'm sorry.
Say it.
You're
Thank
always
you.
Right.
Thank you.
One Kazakh diplomat says that the depiction of the country as they describe the country as violent, primitive, and oppressive bears no resemblance to reality. And it seems the Russian authorities are also not amused.
Wait. It bears no resemblance to Kazakhstanian or however you call
right,
them.
Right.
But, Jesse, you were saying that it does bear resemblance to some kind of culture.
The whole movie's filmed in the Balkans. It's Balkan gypsies.
And
it's making fun of Eastern Europeans. I mean, Kazakhstan is like...
Who's part of the Balkans?
All right, Bulgaria, Albania, former Yugoslavia, Macedonia, Croatia. I'm not sure the other ones.
That's
Slovenia,
cool, but
whatever.
If we get like a general right. idea, and these are, they actually do
but
act
I think
like that?
This film was filmed in Romania, Transylvania or something. Like, it's right. that Kazakhstan's like former Russian. They're Muslims. They look like Mongols.
You animals are drinking vodka. Even after it turned your skin yellow. Vodka's $3 and you're drinking Windex. You're dumb. You're dumb. That letter where you said two black people followed you, we didn't go, I don't see where this is fucking going. His joke came from somewhere.
Your dad, Jesse, knew all the songs from the movie?
Yeah, I mean, not just
they're
my dad.
Songs?
I knew all, so I could sing along with every song in that movie.
They
I can name
real
every,
songs?
I know all the musicians who play them. They're
really?
Like, yeah.
You watched the credits and said, I've played with this guy, I've played with
no,
that guy.
No, I listened to the music and I'm like, I've played with this person, I've played with this person.
This gypsy stole my soul, this gypsy.
And also, you said, what were your thieving stories? Were they gypsies or Bulgarians? Or
no,
who was
gypsies from Romania came to the United States and were playing big concert at Symphony Space.
You both met, of course, by that gypsy play, coincidentally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all met with the...
Right,
I mean,
right.
you met
no,
Jesse
yeah, yeah.
also at the same time.
So these are real gypsies, and they're here, and they first of all, they stole all the food that was catered to them at a show.
Like in the middle of the
no,
show?
No, like after the show, like there was like seven or eight bands, and everybody was invited to come and eat. And the fucking guys like took everything and left. And then... When they were staying in a hotel, I think in D.C., they took all the piping out of the sink.
Who takes piping?
Well, they don't have good piping there.
Touche.
I'm sure they don't
took,
melt it
they
down.
They took all the piping out and put it in their suitcases.
And then what? They were caught.
They were caught. Their manager made them put it all back.
But you're saying that people were very offended by the play that we did together because
yeah.
it's about gypsies who steal.
Yeah.
And yet...
Listen to this.
Did you say, is this right that you said that every gypsy you met stole something from you?
I was exaggerating, but it's not too much.
Quala textured for her pleasure from London, Ontario, from London, Canada? I don't know. Anyway, he says that in Kazakhstan, he swears to God, they have a game called Goathead Soccer.
They do. It's Goathead Polo, and I swear to God, I watch this shit on TV. They fucking ride horses and hit a dead goat's head around.
Shut up.
No, I am not kidding.
Wow.
Where did you see this?
My dad watched this shit. It was on. I used to have this channel called Link. They had to do it in like Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, all that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And they do that.
Wow. There you go. Fucking country. And who cares? Were we going to visit you anyway? This is making us look dumb. For all the Kazakhs I'm going to meet in my life. But you talk normal. You talk like a Russian. I take that as an insult. But you hate Kazakhs when they say you speak good like a Russian. No, I speak like a Kazakh.
Like that we're calling them Kazakhs now.
Right.
I think that's the language they speak, actually.
Kazakh?
I think so.
Brian Ward says, I bring gift from US&A. Who likes pipes?
Merry Christmas. Good for him, man. Good for him. Speaking, by the way, of comedic geniuses, I came across this dated October 19th.
Transformers is not going to happen. Breaking news right now, coming out on the Danecast. It's a long story. Basically, I met with Michael Bay. We talked about doing it. I wrote a scene for the movie, ran it by their writers. They loved it. It was going to happen. Then I started working on Dan in Real Life. They had to change their schedule around.
Wouldn't return my phone calls. Ha ha! That's the great fucking Dane Cook, you cocksucking asshole. Everybody couldn't rate fast enough. Hey, Keith, guess who's in your favorite fucking movie to come? Guess who's in the Transformers? Dane Cook.
That killed you a little bit, right?
Yeah, because I mean, they're not doing it because they're fans of Dane Cook. They're doing it just to fucking jab me. So
I really think that you should take his place.
Right?
There's got to be some kind of email that we could start flooding.
So listen to this guy.
Sign a petition.
I'm playing this because how he has to make up how he didn't get a part. It'd be one thing if, maybe you're supposed to wait until, don't brag that you're going to be in Transformers. Wait until it happens. That's how this business works.
Right.
And maybe you got it. You did. Okay, so you made a mistake and you talked about it. Then you didn't get it. For whatever reason, you didn't get it. Listen to how this asshole justifies it.
Thing leads to another. Budgets are getting cut. Things are getting shifted. And the scene that I wanted to do, the only thing I wanted to do was a scene with one of the Transformers, Optimus Prime or Megatron. I said, I'll do the movie if I can do it with that. They were cool with that. Great. And then
not Bumblebee. That wouldn't have been an honor. Nobody's really there. I'll really do it if you put me in front of something green. You dumb fuck.
Once things got shifted, they had another scene in mind. Still with the Transform, but not what I wanted. And I didn't think that you guys would dig it, honestly.
I did this for you. They were offering me $1 million. I didn't think you guys would like it.
You know what I did for you? Employee of the Month. I did that for you.
I thought you'd love
it. I had a 10-second scene in Waiting. That was for you guys. Welcome to the Thunderdome. I did that for you. You may have heard that in my stand-up, but I did it in the movie.
I wanted you guys to fucking see it and be like, oh my God, Dane is in his dream cartoon. I just couldn't do it. I really want to do it. I really still want to do it, but the scene didn't do it for me anymore. And
a Michael Bay movie, a scene that you interact with somebody wouldn't have been exciting enough for
you. No, it was so like, I really wanted to do this, but I really didn't want to disappoint you guys. You know when you wrote into me and said, oh my God, I'd love to see you in a Transformers movie, right? No matter what, it'd be so great. Right. Even if you're in the background, please do it for us. I didn't think that you'd like this background. So
I said shadow on a bus, but I can't even explain what they wanted me to do. They wanted me to wear a dress and blow a dog. And it doesn't even make sense, Michael Bay.
Maybe if it fit in the scene.
I don't do something unless I'm locked into it and feeling, enthusiastic about it. You guys know that.
I know that. I know when you called my house and said, should I be the waffler?
I'm not going to waste my time. But I'm sure the movie's just going to be insanely awesome anyway.
How? How can it?
That's a good way, by the way, to...
Because I got Megatron in it? Is that how they can?
That's a good way to get yourself in the rest of this guy's movies. It just wasn't good enough for me. I'm sure it's going to be great.
No, it's good for them.
For everybody else.
Yeah, but it's not good enough for him.
Michael Bay, the biggest director in action today.
I'll go see it, and I'll be so pissed that I'm not in it, fighting a monster. Sort of... you know what? I will tell you the scene that I wrote at some point. I'm going to tell you, I'll describe the whole scene. I have it all written out. It was bad. I was going to fight my own car. And I was going to pretty much beat the hell out of my own car. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I'm sure that wouldn't be stupid.
Let me get this straight. In order for you to be in a movie, you not only have to fight a character, like you have to be in a fight scene.
With one of the two main characters.
But you also have to fight your own car.
Right.
So you have to have your own car.
Right. It's funny. That's funny.
You know, well, later on, in his defense, he'll explain it to us someday. Someday. Maybe on the DVD. They couldn't even film it for the DVD extras.
This is how he came up with his stand-up. You know how when you cry, there's always one thing that you have to, say over and over. I did my best. I did. Right. Well, you did your best, Dane.
You did
Fuck
your
you.
Best. Welcome to the end, buddy.
Needless to say, Transformers, not going to happen. Ouch. Yeah. Little LL Cool J. Mama said knock you out.
Thanks for introducing to us to that.
My iPod is a 2 gigabyte white iPod. I'm playing it through Bose speakers. I don't understand why Bose. Fucking a-hole. You're not in the movie. The end. Why do you gotta lie? That's why everybody hates you. Not because we woke up and you're not really telling us jokes, but because you fucking do the dumbest, weirdest lies. Like, what? Just the dumbest fucking lies. Here's him on negativity.
Listen, I know you guys are getting a little frustrated by some of the stuff that these people are saying about me. Don't let it bother you. I'm telling you, okay?
That I'm okay, that I missed. I had a plan for all the action figure royalties I was going
to
get.
By the way, do you know how much negative stuff he would have to get in order to actually
to bring it
admit
up.
It because he goes through his we've listened to his podcast. He goes through his MySpace and goes, look at all this positive things, everyone's saying such good things. Like Jesse, I mentioned Jesse on the show one time and he got 3 death threats, but this fucking asshole, everything's positive coming through to his MySpace.
Everything's good. But talk about the weirdest lies, just because you brought up. This is the Dane Cast, the Dane Cook Podcast. He says millions of listeners listen to each one of his shows. And being in this, let's say, business, we know that's a flat-out fucking lie. Mm. Why do you lie about the weirdest shit that obviously people could call you on? Brian Ward from Australia. After Dane showed Michael Bay his script, he laughed his ass off and said, out of all the jokes you've told, that's the first.
I'm getting your emails. I get the links. Listen, this guy, it's a part of this level. I knew when I got to this level, this stuff would happen.
By the way, you were hot, number one on iTunes, right? And we were saying, what the fuck? And millions of people listened to you. We were just fucking around on MySpaces, and we went to Dane Cook's MySpace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you saw this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This was done October 19th, like I said before. Honestly, I didn't get one letter about it. You know how people try to egg us on, obviously, and they want us to fight? He's getting all these emails and letters. I honestly didn't get one about you. I found this on my own. You know? I'm sorry. I know you all heard it, but we played it anyway. Hey, you must be sick of hearing it, millions. You weird liar.
But that's, in a weird way, that's fucking great. People are debating me. I put that clip on my website on purpose. People are debating me and my
I'm going to assume he's talking about the clip where he's ripping off, because it really made the rounds, where we have him and Louis C.K., back to back
with the same
3
jokes,
times with the jokes that Dane Cook ripped off. And now Dane Cook's going, look, here it is. What's too,
because now
we're all talking about it, and you have to.
And if he posts it, some of his dumb followers might think that Louis C.K., who's like,
right,
how old?
Well, most of his fans are what, like little girls, right?
True.
Like
who think
college
they're cute.
Kids. They don't listen to comedy. They just bought his fucking CD.
Right.
Comedy. They're debating whether I'm funny or not. Okay.
No, we're not.
It is so interesting and unique to me. Okay, I'm not sitting here saying I'm the funniest. I'm not saying I'm not, but the fact that people want to talk about it is excellent. I mean, that is very, very good.
That's
and
why
I don't
you
want
can't.
You guys to like let these people ruffle your feathers. That's what they want to do. But the fact of the matter is, The world is full of cynical people. I have friends who are cynical. I have cynical friends.
I also have black friends, Jew friends.
They all can't believe I'm going to be in Madison Square Garden with my shit jokes. They tell me my jokes never have an ending, and they're just different variations of slithering like a snake. I say, fuck them. Fuck them. I got a car.
And I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I don't like.
You don't mind that? You don't mind that. If you honestly wrote, let's say you did write your own jokes, the ones that, you know, do go over. Let's say you had an act, okay? And people started accusing you of stealing jokes, and people started to say, boy, this guy fucking sucks, and he pisses me off that he's passing himself off as something different. You would go, I like that. Chris Rock would go, that thrills me.
Louis C.K. is probably sitting at home going, yes, they canceled my HBO special, my HBO show. My series, but yes,
and you know,
finally
and,
people are talking about
right.
Me.
I knew I'd get to this level. What level was everybody saying that about Seinfeld, about Carlin?
If somebody stole your Brumsky joke,
right,
you wouldn't be like, you Brumsky is finally making it. Thank God.
Right. I
negativity,
think I would.
But I understand people who are cynical. I understand pessimistic people, and I understand that my comedy isn't for everybody.
You have to be 12.
Cool. Right.
That's fine. The same way I get, you know, kudos, I'm going to get jeers. But...
Really? You get negative shit now, liar?
He said the word jeers just in case the 14-year-olds still haven't figured out what that means.
Remember, you never got anything negative? Your movie is doing great, and it's outstanding,
Employee
and everybody
of
loves
the month.
It. And you guys would tell me if you didn't like my shit. I know that. And now you are. All of a sudden, you're getting the letters. Just all of a sudden. You weird liar.
If they weren't talking about
me. I'm sorry.
No, he's supposedly the biggest comedian right now, right?
Yeah.
And he does a podcast apologizing for all his shit?
Yeah. It's 4 a.m, he admits later. It's 4 a.m, you can't sleep.
That's
but
what
you
I
love
say.
It. When I love something, I gotta turn on feeds at 4 a.m. and sound like I'm ready to slice wrists. You ready to slice wrists?
He's not at funny because he can't do all this shit.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Jesse? It's not funny because he can't do all this.
Right, he can't move around like a fucking snake, worm, spider. I just wrote your new album.
By the way, that's how we do kids' parties. Right. Everyone's a snake now.
Kudos. I'm going to get jeers. But if they weren't talking about me at all, then I don't matter. I'm just the flotsam and jetsam. People are going to debate. People are going to write. Negative stuff. They're going to attack me. They're going to fucking try to tear me down. They're going to say all these things that are not true. Let them. Let them.
Only two things. You're a thief and a liar.
He's strong.
He's strong.
Anyway, I like this song. All right. So, listen. Critics, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm telling you.
Go back to school with your Hulk lunchbox. Remember the Hulk? Grr, I'm the Hulk. I always wanted to be the Hulk and walk around. Grr, remember the muscles? Grr. But his shorts never changed, did they? His shorts never got ripped. And then when he went back, they fit again. Grr, grr. You jackass. You can have that. I don't want to accuse you later. That's
By
yours.
The way, anytime... You bring up Dane Cook. If you really get Keith riled up about Dane Cook, you can actually sit back, and you will watch 10 minutes of stuff that Dane Cook could actually rip off from you, because you can do a Dane Cook routine at any moment. All new material.
It's great. It's great. You just be something. I'm this. Look, I'm a computer, and I'm blinking because I'm not working. Blink, blink.
Such a visual.
You write me. You don't have to, Dane. Are you okay? I'm laughing.
It sounds it.
And I'm enjoying.
It sounds it, actor.
This whole ride. My family's enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I've worked a long time.
Finding things that people won't recognize and rip it off. And oops, somebody recorded it and started making the rounds and they caught me. Oops. Oh, well, there you go. I know you guys all heard that because millions of listeners hear it.
I love Dane Cook.
No, he's good. No, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
He's adorable.
I can't fuck. You know what? Fucking. Every let. Stop writing me and let me know that people are getting mad at me.
But you know what?
No, seriously. Please.
This is what musicians, though, have been feeling when people like, you know, Britney Spears comes out and the Backstreet Boys come out. They're people who've been studying music all their life. They could really make real shit, and some girl shakes her ass on stage, and there they go. So right. That's how comedians are feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been working on the material their whole life. Some guy's wearing a tighter T-shirt and is shaking his ass on stage.
Not even the fact that they're working on it their whole life. I mean, most comedians are just fucking funny. He's not.
Right. That's true. He doesn't even have the beginning talent to write the jokes.
But this is funny. This is Legion wrote, backtracking a little bit, talking about Kazakhstan's playing a soccer with the goat head. He said, to be fair, they used the whole goat. The body goes to the winning team. So there you go. Not bad. Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois?
I'm not from there. Lindsay Lohan says she hates her reputation as a party girl. Really? They quit partying. You know what Dane Cooks hate? Being called a liar joke thief. What could you do about it? Nothing. I'm 20 years old, she says. Is it a crime to go dancing with your friends? The actress said Tuesday on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Yes, it is. It is a crime. And then cops should arrest her.
Because actually it is a crime. She's drinking and she's 20 years old. They usually catch her.
Right? It actually is a crime. You dumb bitch. Good point. Oprah nodded affirmative. We just saw her in the paper the other day. With
affirmative what? Action? No. What is she nodding about?
Lohan said she was lucky and blessed to be able to act. I've been acting my whole life, and this is what I love to do. She went on, and then Oprah needed a fucking drink.
Are you missing calls, babe? I just want to point it out.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Hungarian custom agents... This will go back to Russian and these countries. Hungarian custom agents confiscated more than 25 tons of fake washing machine powder that had been packaged with the logos of some of the country's top-selling brands.
Gypsies.
The sham soap was made up largely of common table salt. How long can you get away with this? What kind of get-rich-quick scam?
Jesse, you know about these gypsies. How long do you think they can get away with it?
What do you need? $5? Like, I sold a thing of soap. Now what? I start a new life in a... You know what I mean?
In Kazakhstan.
Right. Now my hut has... Hey, I don't know.
Not with the foreign jokes, babe, huh?
USA. USA. Bill Cosby, I love this. Anytime this smug, he's the definition of self-important. Bill Cosby settled a lawsuit Wednesday with a woman who said the entertainer drugged and sexually assaulted her at his home outside Philadelphia. I don't know if he'll say later, but this is not the first time he has been in trouble with girls accusing of raping them.
This is not the same woman?
It's not the same.
I'm sure he's done it.
I quite believe he did it if it keeps coming up over and over again. 316, I'm not taking your call. I don't care that you played poker. Terms of the settlement remain confidential, according to a one-paragraph statement released jointly by both sides. Cosby's publicist said there would be no further comment. A telephone number for the plaintiff could not help us. The woman claimed that Cosby, 69, assaulted her at the mansion in Cheltenham in early 2004 after giving her pills. Why are you taking pills? Attorneys for Cosby said the comedian gave the woman Benadryl allergy tablet after she complained of stress and sleeping problems.
Okay, maybe he's not in the... What?
The federal judge presiding over the case earlier denied Cosby's request for a gag order and the plaintiff's request to shield the names of a dozen other women who say Cosby assaulted them. It's a class action lawsuit against this guy.
I know you're saying if a lot of women come against him, then, you know, he's probably guilty, but... Once people see it as a good scam, wouldn't more people come?
It started with three people. Do you know what I mean? It has to start. And it's him. I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't trust that man. I would not accept pills from him. Some of the accusations raised by the other women go back for decades, and none have pending lawsuits filed against them. The plaintiff, a native of Ontario, Canada, who is in her 30s, previously worked at Temple University in Philadelphia, which touts Cosby as a trustee and one of its most famous alumni. She is identified in court documents, but the Associated Press does not publish names of alleged sexual assault victims without their consent. The woman, who called Cosby a friend and mentor, went to police about a year after the encounter, but Montgomery County prosecutors declined to file criminal charges. Cosby, best known as the warm and fuzzy TV dad that didn't rape people on The Cosby Show, was sparked debate with blunt remarks on personal responsibility aimed at the black community. There you go. Stop it.
Was that ending really there?
No. I was just done. He did it. I'm done. He did it. Can't you wait and see what Dane Cook does when he's done in the air? That guy's going to be a fucking mess. Seriously, he's going to be on Paranormal Adventures.
Which apparently, what, they pay celebrities $10,000 to be on? We learned from Howard Stern.
Right.
Hips don't lie, and they don't fly either. I'll explain. That's one. That's what one woman discovered the hard way when she took part in the East Side of New York, East Side Bar's Shake It Like Shakira contest, and apparently shook it so hard she ended up on the ground in agony. Not everybody can do what Shakira does.
Whose fucking fault is that?
She'll tell you. Now Megan Zacher, 22, has filed suit against Calico Jack's Cantina, saying the bar knew or should have known that the Shake It Like Shakira promotion was dangerous and likely to lead to injury.
Fucking bitch.
This story would be the inside of my new CD if I was Shakira.
She should write a song about it.
Yeah, yeah. Zacher's lawyer, Lauren Simon, said his client was only on her second drink when she joined in on the booty shaking contest to the saloon's bar. We don't believe alcohol was a factor, although it probably was for some of the other dancers.
Two drinks. You're not going to determine what two drinks does to a person. I know people who get completely trashed on two drinks.
The incident.
How about Spooky?
Right,
he got
exactly,
trashed on
right.
two drinks.
His hips don't lie. The incident happened on July 8th when Zacher went to the bar on 2nd Avenue near East 42nd Street at around 10:30 p.m. for a friend's birthday. Simon said the New Jersey resident had a margarita and just started drinking a Bacardi and Coke when she decided to throw her rear end into the contest, which is named for the bountifully bootied Hips Don't Lie singer Shakira, who I jerk off to regularly. I hate my wife and pray she goes to bed before me so I can be alone. I love you, Shakira. The grand prize for the popular weekly competition is $250, but Zacher didn't get to qualify for the butt-shaking beauty. She was caused for the butt-shaking bounty. She was caused to be precipitated and fall because bar area was wet, unprotected, and unsafe. Simon said,
"I'm sorry.
Yes.
She didn't know that the bar may not be a place to dance.
Mm-hmm.
She needed the bar to let her know that."
She's from New Jersey, correct?
Yeah.
Were you guessing that? Because that's a good guess.
That explains everything.
Then done. Case dismissed. You know what? This is what happens. Remember when New York had a anti-dancing law?
Yeah.
Remember that? And those fucking hippies we hung out with at Surf Reality would have the dance liberation bullshit. And they're like, we're going to meet and go, no, Mr. Mayor, we will dance. Some
I did.
Okay, you made a difference.
I did the hokey pokey.
Outside the mayor thing, right.
Right.
And they can't finish
office.
Telling this story, by the way. They all tell this story.
Before
like,
I was born?
Not nice, Jesse.
Oh,
yeah. God, around the time I was your age, probably, though. Ew, so I hate saying right. things like that.
Before I was born.
That shit up.
So, like I said. So people are like, you know, it's ridiculous. We can't dance in a bar. No, things like this happen. I'm suing because I couldn't shake it like Shakira. You know what? Dismissed and no dancing in bars, you fucking weirdos. All those books, you know, why are there weird laws on the table? You can't fuck a goat in Georgia? Because somebody fucked a goat. No more goat fucking. That's a law now. Next. Now you can't even listen to Shakira and the Upper East Side. Next case.
Oh my
you
God.
Fucking weirdos.
He's so confident in his tirades. Like, it's just so... You would think he's really the judge on the case.
You'd think like half these things when I get all excited. Tomorrow, the next day, I'd still be giving a fuck about. People like, hey, I liked when you mentioned... When was this, baby? What the fuck did I say? You say Dane Cook's a liar and a thief. I agree. Did I say that? Did I feel that way?
That's a good defense, babe.
I don't remember. Just in case I end up in his next movie. You never know.
In his next fantastic movie.
If it's good enough for me.
Right.
Idiot. All the news, of course, that we talked about yesterday about Britney Spears leaving Kevin Federline. Do you want to make the pun?
What is
it?
Kevin Federline?
It's about...
She's fed up.
She's K-fed up.
Of course.
And she's not going to take it anymore. Oh, maritally challenged. I thought it said mentally. Mentally challenged Britney Spears.
I think
Spears.
They were trying to get something with that, too.
Yesterday, slapped never-do-well rapper husband Kevin Federline with explosive divorce papers after two tumultuous years of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences. The 24-year-old pop star gave the pair's date of separation only as Monday in L.A. An indication that the impetuous Spears suddenly snapped was the fact that she faxed her signature to her lawyer to affix to the filing, rather than wait a day to sign the paper. papers herself. Hours earlier, in what seemed like a bizarre move at the time, Spears had suddenly appeared on the Late Night with David Letterman, flaunting her sexy post-baby figure in black hot shorts and a trendy new haircut. But no wedding ring. Sources later say the star was already setting the stage to relaunch her stagnant career sans Federline. Spears' move to dump her man, fueled by months of battles between the two lovers.
She already seems smarter to me.
She just seems smarter,
yeah,
right?
It's already working for me. I'm ready. Come on, Britney Spears, shake that ass.
You still got to go out
there.
I like
watching her dance.
Okay, what's up, dude?
Hey, what's the fuck up, man?
What's going on? And then he pulled out an ace. So go ahead.
There?
Huh? Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Keith, what's going on? This is Hippie Geek.
Oh, hey, are you the one I hung up on?
Yeah,
get out.
Going,
now I apologize. I feel like an asshole. This is the guy that did the Keith and the Girl browser.
Right.
You knew that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know that he said Hippie Geek before. I didn't know that's who you hung up on.
Okay, well, I apologize. You could ramble
all
you want.
Oh, no, you haven't hung up on me before.
Okay, good.
This is the first time I called.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You sound like
I just wanted to throw out there, I've been talking to Leader of the Lost Souls from the forums.
Okay.
I'm going to give him the source code for that Keith and the Girl browser. He's going to put together a Macintosh version for it.
Look at that. The browser, you open it up, you get everything right there. Keith and the Girl, the forums, the chat room, you know.
It's all in one browser.
Here are live shows. It lets you know. It starts playing your player if you're into this. Whenever we randomly pick our thing, you don't even have to check your email for updates. It's so awesome. And now he's giving the source code away. Keith and the Girl's like Linux.
Thanks for hooking up with him. I've heard every single show that you guys have, and none of them suck bad.
Thank you. Thank you. Did we already put our press kit together?
None of them suck bad.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Keith and the Girl, none of them suck bad.
That's right.
Outstanding. Well, you know what? Seriously, like artists and computer people, people that do graphics and, you know, programs, they're very careful about their shit. And
that's
it's a
true.
Real
they
cool
don't give away source code.
It's a real cool community in the forums. Everybody like, this is what I worked on. What do you
what
have
can you
next?
Add to it? Yeah.
So I appreciate it and thank you very much.
Well, I can't tell you. I've had a ton of podcasters that have asked me to modify the Keith and the Girl browser for their pod
shows.
I've kind of told them all, you know, that they have to go get fucked or something.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Like, right.
Yeah, or something.
You could be a
hippie. Them on.
Right. You could be a hippie. You don't got to be walked all over.
Well, I'm not a tree-hugging hippie. I'll smoke that bastard if I get the chance.
I hear you, buddy.
Hey, well, y'all have a good night.
All right, thanks,
I'm
dude.
I'm going to tie y'all up. Right. Talking to my shit, I'll just keep listening to the show. Keep it up, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Right,
peace.
Bye.
Did we, by the way, since we talked about the browser, let's make one more announcement. Next week, November 18th, in New York City at DECK, DEKK, you can go to thedeck.com. We're having dinner with some listeners, and you're all invited. It's free, not the dinner part, but it's free to come in. We're just going to have dinner and drinks, and we're going to, what's that called? I always forget this word.
Rock out with our cock out?
That's the one.
I don't know what you're talking
about. We're screening. Okay. We're screening Keith's new DVD called Happy to Serve You. And Mitch...
you're just making
Bobby
a fucking
Mitchell.
Name. Mitch Hedberg's going to rise from the dead.
Bobby Mitchell.
Okay, I'm in charge. From now on, I do announcements.
You know what? I usually have my announcements right up on my computer, and the last couple of days I didn't have it, and that is wrong. It is wrong to do.
I understand Mr. Rogers is introducing Bill Cosby.
Well, for those who are like me and can't remember anything, it's on our MySpace page, and it's also in our forums. It's also on keithandthegirl.com under Extra Shite.
We try to have surprises, and now nothing's going to be exciting. Where's the Tabernacle Choir? So everybody's, of course, is being assholes and giving Spears a hard time, and they're deliberately going and playing the old clips she said about how she'll be in love forever and things like that.
Every time I watch dumb celebrities do that, I'm like, oh, that's going to be a great clip when you guys break up. That's so sad.
Right, right. I love him, she said before, and that's all that matters to Matt Lauer. By the way,
that's when you know, don't get married. Love is not all that matters.
That's true. That is something the dummy says.
It's not everything. Right. He still has to get up and get a job.
Right.
He became a rapper. That's good enough.
No, yeah. It's
that thing
rapper.
From Family Guy, you know, he picks up the phone and obviously not talking to anybody. He's like, oh, hello, IRS? Yes. Apparently I'm rich in love. I'd like to pay. Can I pay now with my love of my family?
I remember that one.
She said this on her show, Brittany and Kevin Chaotic. I know that things are good, but this show will put paid to those rumors finally. Will put paid to those rumors finally.
She's from the country.
Okay. From the day that Kevin and I... wow, who's dumber? From the day that Kevin and I met, there have been constant rumors and inaccurate speculation about our lives together. I feel that last year the tabloids ran my life, and I am really excited about showing my fans what really happened rather than all the stories, which have been misconstrued by journalists.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the past.
That show was great. What really happens with Britney Spears is she makes funny faces 24 hours a day. I was so excited about that show, like a little retard.
Yeah, you were.
I really was.
We're going to be together forever is a quote. We know that, and that's the only thing that matters.
You have to say we're going to be together forever. You got married. How are you going to respond to that question?
What matters now? Chanel bags? What matters now, Brittany? All right. I'm in a new movie with Britney Spears. Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome. It was my fucking dream. Go fuck yourself. All right. That's it. Thank you very much, Jesse.
Oh, myspace.com/JesseKatansky.
/Katansky.
What?
How do you spell it?
KOTANSKY.
You say the whole thing.
myspace.com/Kotansky.
See you later. KeithandTheGirl.com.